This is Smart Montgomery Radio. On this edition of the podcast, the department kicks off Business Appreciation Week. I'm James Moody. On April 14th, County Executive Isaiah Leggett spoke to a group of dignitaries and members of the media to formally launch the county's Business Appreciation Week. Over the course of April 14th through 18th, officials from across most county agencies have been paying visits to Montgomery County businesses to thank them for contributing to the success and strength of the county. The county executive also took the opportunity to officially announce the inauguration of the department's I Am Montgomery advertising campaign. Here are County Executive Leggett's remarks. He is introduced by Department of Economic Development Director Dr. Pradeep Ganguly.
Good morning and welcome to the Montgomery County Technology Development Center. Good morning. We are here to begin the Business Appreciation Week event. I would like to first invite Larry Rosenblum and Saul Graham to come and stand beside me, please. And I'll explain to you why. And may I also request Fizi Halim to come and join me. When Mr. Ike Leggett got elected to office as the county executive of Montgomery County, one of the first things he did was to make sure that we reached out to the Montgomery County business community. The two leaders in the business community that urged us to reinvigorate, to reestablish a Business Appreciation Week, an event that used to be done with a lot of success in Montgomery County. The two people are Larry Rosenblum and Saul Graham. And the staff person from my department that put this entire event together, with the help of everybody else, of course, is Fizi Halim. So first, before we begin, a great round of applause for these three people.
You know, I'm sorry the rest of you didn't get the memo to wear blue today.
And if I may request Larry Rosenblum to say a couple of words, 30 seconds, and then invite the county executive.
30 seconds. Nice try. You know, like Pradeep said, we had talked about this for a while. Some of us go back, to the old days when this was an institution in this county where the county executive, the county government, made a very dramatic point of making sure people understood how important the business community was and went out of their way to really show their appreciation, go out, send representatives of the executive branch all over the county to businesses to let them know how much they were appreciated and valued in this county. And when I got elected, a few of us talked about trying to resurrect that, and Ike thought that was just a great idea. This was something that Ike's background for so long has been such a strong proponent to the business community, and this really kind of encapsulates how much he does appreciate and value the successful business community, the economic engine that really not only drives the county but drives the state. So we're so glad to get this going as another annual event to kind of reinstitute this and reemphasize the importance of our vibrant business community. With that, Saul.
Thanks to these two leaders. But also I want to mention to you that this event is the event of the entire county. So all of the departments are involved. And all of the chambers of commerce are involved in this, including the Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce, and Gigi Godwin is here with us this morning. We also have the Technology Council of Maryland, all of the other chambers of commerce as partners as we do this event. If at this time I request County Executive Ike Leggett to come and address the audience.
We also have with us a very strong friend of business, Senator Jenny Forehand, whose district I think we're in today here in Rockville. Why don't you come forward with us as well, Jenny?
I'll get up there, the ladies won't be on one side.
Good morning, and thanks for being here for the official kickoff of the Montgomery County Business Appreciation Week, which will run from April the 14th through Friday, April the 18th. During these tough economic times affecting all of us locally, nationally, and personally, at the gas pump, the grocery stores, and virtually every aspect of our lives today, I believe that it is time, the time is ideal, for renewing strong ties with our valued existing businesses throughout all of Montgomery County. We want to reach out first and foremost to thank them for being here, for being such a strong part of our local economy, and being such a strong part of the civic community as well. The aspect of our business is growing both locally and nationally and throughout the region. So, beginning today, through the end of this week, about 20 to 25 business visit teams, consisting of 2 to 4 members each, made up of representatives including the county department heads and staff and representatives from various businesses and community organizations, will embark on visits to more than 250 businesses throughout Montgomery County. I am personally engaged in this effort as well, and will be meeting here this afternoon with about 20 to 25 businesses from throughout the county in this thriving Business Innovation Center network, several of which we will see a little bit later on. We are indeed proud of what we have here in this technology center. It is one of our great successes. The County Incubator Network has to date graduated more than 80 companies that have gone on to create nearly 1,800 jobs and occupying 500,000+ square feet of commercial office space in the county. In addition to thanking our businesses for being in Montgomery County, the teams will make them aware of the many county programs and services that we offer from our county department and agencies. And they will answer questions and provide them with information packages so that they can contact the right people to get the information they need. Each business visit this week will receive a certificate signed by me and a package of information provided by our Department of Economic Development. They are the lead county department that is tasked by me and by the head of that department with coordinating this entire event this week. I would like to acknowledge the work of Pradeep Gangali, Dr. Pradeep Gangali, and his entire team at the Department of Economic Development for their hard work and their efforts in putting together this entire week in a relatively short period of time. Coinciding with the Business Appreciation Week is a relatively new and important initiative of the county's Department of Economic Development to recognize and to let all others know of how much we appreciate and value our businesses. In a moment, we will unveil the department's new marketing and advertising campaign, which has already had a soft launch over the last few weeks. Soon, however, it will be seen in numerous local and regional publications used in targeting national and international marketing pieces on the new multimedia media system in the county's conference center, and as part of many other strategic marketing and PR initiatives throughout the county and throughout the region over the next few months. So I would like to have Dr. Sinvi please come forward, and Mr. Gore to join me as we move forward to unveil this. Pradeep, why don't you come forward this way?
Yes. All right.
1, 2, 3, here we go.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Looks better in person than he does on the photograph, right? Congratulations. All right, let's go to the other side here. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Great job. Looks terrific, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We are fortunate in the Washington region in the fact that we've had, compared to other places throughout the country, we've had probably better economic challenges. At least they have not hit us as hard as some of the other communities. But we are facing some unique challenges here. And we've seen it in our budgets. We've seen it in our tax collection. We've seen it in the challenges that impact our businesses. But I'm confident that our businesses are well prepared to get through the rough spots ahead for us because they are well founded. And we, our government, and our departments are prepared to work with them to get us through the tough times. With the foundation that we've established, with the resources that we have available, and the leadership throughout this region, I'm confident that we will make the right decisions and continue to have a very strong and vibrant economy here locally. We really need our businesses to help us, and we want you to know how much you've helped this county. Montgomery County would not be what it is today without the strong business community that have helped make it possible. And I want to let you know how much we appreciate that, and we want to work with you to continue to have the success that we've had in the past. This is just a small token of our appreciation, the fact that we are out talking to you this week. But we will continue this. This is not a one-shot effort, a one-week effort, but an ongoing effort that I am committed to and our department is committed to make it work and to resolve any and all challenges that we may see ahead for us. Working with the chamber, with our leadership in Annapolis, and all of our department heads, we're going to make it work. And the person to head that and the person who is going to help in that endeavor to make sure that we make it work is our head of our economic development team, and that's Perdeep. So he's going to come forth and talk a little bit more about our marketing campaign and some other details about this week. Perdeep?
Thank you, Mr. County Executive. Some of you will see today a special pin that we are going to be releasing. And this pin, let me bring my friend James Moody here. He is the brain behind this campaign. It's called I Am Montgomery. You are seeing two ads here, and you will see a brand new special pin being introduced today. It says I Am Montgomery. And I'm going to ask the county executive, whose signature is engraved, laser engraved in the back of this special collector's pin, to put this pin on Dr. Gar and Dr. Singhvi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If I can bring John Corpus.
That wraps up this edition of our podcast. For more information about Montgomery County or any of its programs or services, call us at 240-777-2000 or visit the website at www.smartmontgomery.com.